I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition for a Sunday morning. On the way, Thane Maynard talks with Tammy York about 60 hikes within 60 miles and about the rewards of hiking in the winter. And later, Peggy Shannon from Queen City Cookies will be here to update the fast-growing success of the sweet treats. If you don't live in the same area as your parents, it's this time of year when you head home for the holidays that you notice their driving skills aren't what they used to be. Deaconess Associations of Cincinnati is a program designed to help older people self-assess their driving skills and decide whether they can continue to drive safely. Marianne Zalesnik talks with Nancy Schuster, who's the director of the program.
Good morning, Nancy. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Marianne.
So let's talk about how a self-assessment works with older adults. What can they do to determine whether they're really capable and should still be driving?
Okay, what the Enhanced Self-Assessment Program does is myself as a certified Beyond Driving with Dignity professional will come out to the home. It's a three-hour session conducted in the individual's home. We do a really in-depth personal interview. We get to know the person, kind of build some trust, and we do some pen and paper exercises, cognitive tests or exercises that help assess their ability to drive, and we do a driving exercise.
So you actually go out in the car with them?
Yes, we do. And the driving exercise is conducted in their vehicle. So it's a vehicle that they're comfortable and familiar with, not something that's a little bit foreign to them.
So what are some of the things you might be asking, or what types of things are you looking for in this assessment?
You know, we're really looking about their cognitive abilities and whether or not they can make good decisions, make quick decisions. For example, if they're out on the road and the road's closed. For example, how do they know how to get where they need to go? If they need to make a quick adjustment, what are their reaction times and things like that?
And once you figure this all out, is it given to them in a report? Have you ever been driving with someone and made them stop and you had to drive them home or anything like that?
I personally have not, but I know that Matt Grewell, who's the founder of the program, has been in that situation where he's, you know, stopped the driving exercise mid-exercise and said, you know what, it's safer for me to drive home. So what we do is we go through the session, and probably the last 45 minutes or so, what we do is present the facts of the day to that driver. And based on those facts of the day, allow that person to make the decision as to whether or not they continue to drive or they enter driving retirement. It always comes down to it being the individual's decision. I'm not the decision maker, which is the beauty of the program, but I present them with facts. And many times when the senior driver is presented with the facts of what has happened or what has occurred during that three-hour session, it's enlightening for them. And we're presenting it in such a way that, you know, they realize that they shouldn't be driving if that's the case. Or in some cases, they can continue to drive, and we provide them with tools and techniques and strategies to help them remain safe as they continue through the aging process.
Well, let's talk about that. I read that you have some adaptive devices people can use that can make driving safe again. What are examples of some of those?
It's not that we have adaptive devices, but some of the adaptive devices that we might suggest could be extended mirrors, so a longer rearview mirror. Things of that nature. Maybe there's some hand controls that might help them if they're having difficulty. A lot of the stuff would be dependent on what's available in the market and what the auto manufacturers could come up with that would work in the vehicle.
So this is designed so they make the decision themselves, but it seems to me, and I know an awful lot of older folks who, when it's time to take away the keys, when it's time to say you can't do this anymore, just have a really hard time facing up to that. Why do you think this works better?
Because ultimately it is their decision, and what we're doing is we're presenting them with the facts. And usually the culmination of my end conversation with them, if it's time for them to give up the keys, and we will steer them in that direction if that's the appropriate decision, the thing that will kind of push them towards the appropriate decision is a statement to the effect of, you're at an increased risk for motor vehicle accident. And when they're told that, you know, it smacks of reality. And it's someone who's independent. I'm not necessarily emotionally attached to them. I'm not the adult son or daughter or, you know, a caregiver who's saying it's time without any real factual basis. I'm talking about facts. Family and friends often talk based on emotion.
What about situations where does you ever sort of say they should limit their driving, for example, not drive at night? I mean, are those options also, or is it always just either keys or no keys?
No, there are options where we might talk about limiting, but you have to be careful with limiting your driving, because if they're at an increased risk for accident just because they're only going, you know, a short distance or they're not driving at night, doesn't make them less at risk. It might minimize the risk a little bit, but they're still at risk.
So once that happens, it often leaves people with no transportation because they're used to going to the store, going to get their hair done, going to the dentist or the doctor or any of those sorts of things. You have an option. What are some options that these folks have?
What we do is if they make the decision, the very difficult decision to retire their keys, we develop a transportation plan for them. Everybody at Keeping Us Safe and Beyond Driving with Dignity firmly believes that the decision to retire your keys may mean a slight inconvenience or temporary inconvenience, but it should never mean a loss of independence. And so we will come up with a driving plan. I develop a list of alternative transportation methods for them that exist in the community. And one of the things that we do here in this Cincinnati area is Deaconess, which sponsors the ITN, or the Beyond Driving with Dignity program, also has a transportation program called ITN Greater Cincinnati, which is a 24/7 transportation alternative for seniors and visually impaired adults. So that's another option. And what we do here, because both programs are sponsored by Deaconess, we will take a portion of the enhanced self-assessment fee and apply that towards the membership fee in ITN Greater Cincinnati.
So none of these are free services. You do pay for them.
Correct.
And tell us a little bit about that program. You say it's 24/7. Do you call them up like a taxi service, or do you have to make an appointment to go somewhere?
We ask that they make a reservation. We ask that they call by about 4 o'clock the day before they want to ride. We use volunteer drivers to give all of the rides for ITN Greater Cincinnati. So in order to be courteous to our volunteers who are so generously giving of their time and treasure, we like to be able to give them their manifests or their ride schedules the day before. We can accommodate a same-day ride, but we do charge a little bit more when we have to accommodate a same-day ride because it is a bit of an inconvenience for all involved.
As you are looking at all the aspects of this, from the self-assessment to the way to get folks a ride, one of the things people think about is maybe you have kids, but they're out of town, or you're away from your parents. Let me talk from the kids' perspective. And you want them to maybe go through this. Well, how do you talk them into it? How do you talk them to, because some people know they won't pass that self-assessment.
You know, it varies with the individual and the family situation. Most of the times when I'm contacted by an adult child for the enhanced self-assessment, they're calling around and they're finding out what's available in the area to help facilitate this decision-making process. Because the Beyond Driving with Dignity program is such a personalized service, because we do the driving assessment exercise in their car, it makes a big difference. It just becomes a more personalized service. So that helps the adult child. And generally, the adult child will pitch it to their parent. And when I talk to the senior who's contemplating, you know, engaging our services or driving retirement, you know, when you explain it to them and you tell them the process, it becomes very non-threatening. When I also tell them that I'm just going to provide you with facts and it's going to be your decision, that, I think, is a big selling point for them.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
I appreciate it.
I've been talking with Nancy Schuster. She's the director of the Beyond Driving with Dignity program. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.